It's the Idle Fantasy Podcast.
Yeah, no, I like it.
He looks so unhappy, though. It feels weird to start an episode with the energy of a sad man.
Yeah, it's, for listeners, Laurie's face is incredibly red.
It's so painful to do this with an audience every time. And I knew I got into a good groove of writing the introductions.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we find ourselves at a place when I have to do this every time, but here we are.
You
I have
made
to do
your
it.
Bed. You were lying. Yeah.
No, I know. I'm not blaming anyone else other than myself. I'm just saying, here we are. So welcome to the Idle Fantasy Podcast, everybody.
Liam, we've started the show.
Liam's on his phone.
Liam's on his phone. Looking like the world is caving in. What is wrong with us? Come on.
In Liam's defense, he was looking up D&D rules specifically.
Yeah.
That's something we should have arguably done 7 or 8 years ago.
And if D&D rules look like breasts, that's not my problem.
He was fired for Googling boobs. Do you remember that?
We'll ask what's wrong with us. It's very cold.
Yes, but it's very cold.
And London is incredibly unforgiving.
Yeah, my cockles are warm, Zach.
Why?
Because of the nurture of Christmas.
You've got a special little todger hat.
We're not talking about Christmas. This episode
goes out on the 21st of November. That is officially not Christmas.
Okay, yeah,
you
sure.
Can get, you're allowed to get...
It's the start of winter, though.
1st of December and not a moment more.
Okay, fine. Well, what is it now, then?
It's
frosty and it's just winter.
Yeah, but we've got to have a thing, haven't we? We've got to have something that... Look, we've got a sleepy dog, we've got beers and friends.
Yeah, that's just nice.
It's a nice time.
Okay, fine, but it's just a nice day.
sorry that you needed to be an event pass.
Sorry, it's just a nice day.
Sorry, we're just having fun with your
this
friends.
This is the closest we've ever done where we've really put ourselves into a corner with... recording it at this time,
right?
Forcing Laurie to work until 1 a.m.
Yeah, this has been a tight rope.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah,
apart from the ways in which I don't have to work until.
Yeah, sure.
But you know, other than that,
on Friday night.
Yeah. Well, listen. Do you wanna get right down to it? Because I feel like you've got a big baddie to dispatch. What are you looking for?
Liam wants to be introduced.
Liam's genuinely disparaging about how we treat you.
Yeah.
What's happening there?
I mean, like you feel like that, and yet you do it anyway.
Yeah,
can't we all just get along?
It's a very abusive relationship.
Yeah. It's fine. I get to have my own back because I'm about to throw a really angry orc at you guys. How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel pretty good about it.
I didn't feel good about it, particularly not when Laurie realised that we're not level 12.
Only one. Laurie was like, "What are you, level 14 now?" And he was like, "No, 8. He was like, "Oh no, oh that's going to be a real problem." And it's like, if only someone was in control of that.
Listen, you wouldn't respect me. I was like, oh, fine, you're level 12.
If only there was some master of this game that we were playing.
some kind of chief.
Guys, listen, I have that title, but nobody's in control of this runaway train. It is operating on its own inertia now.
He's wearing his fucking hat today as well, which means that it's going to get real dicey real fast.
Yeah.
His hair's looking pretty glorious coming out of it, though. That's actually a very...
You can't get out of it now. It's too late. Oh, no, compliments won't stop me smashing you up.
Good, great.
It's what I deserve. It's what I deserve. And what you guys deserve is a good whumping. Let's do it.
Okay, I'm ready to get whumped.
Yeah.
Trousers down.
Okay.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's November.
Trowvember. Oh yeah, that's the thing this month. No wanking.
There it is. Thank you. So I knew I was feeling festive.
It's no wanking, add a moustache, and write a novel.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, is that what you're supposed to do in November?
Jesus, that does sound like it's becoming the most awful man in the world.
That's my November.
Wait, so November is genuinely like a no wanking month? It's like
November. You've not heard of that. You've not been on the cool 4chan.
Yeah, you've not been on the subreddits I've been on. No.
Also, don't let's cut that from like my
job. We've already gone to the next bit.
This is flagrant disregard for the thing that I'm employed to do.
What? Not wank.
Not wank for
understanding culture and trends.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
I refuse to damage.
I was about to say,
it's the one thing we employed you not to do, Zach.
I'm very excited about Lady Gaga.
Yeah. I misunderstood. I just kind of walk in, kind of like nut in hand. Just kind of like,
that's it now.
It's worth two in the bush. What am I doing? This has to, I...
Cut it. How am I supposed to...
To all our pain.
How am I supposed to... Like, November
every time
we
request to cut something, though, Laurie finds a way to keep it in.
Because he correctly edits things. Because it's like, if any time I'm like, he's going to cut this, I just have to be like, remember when Zach was going to fuck that mouse? And then it has to stay in.
God damn it.
I still need to put it up for patient subscribers. I keep...
It's not a thing.
I listen to it, I'd say, every 5 days.
The myth is so much worse than the reality now.
Yeah, maybe we should. So we should never put it up, so that they always think it's worse than it is.
Yeah. They have to suss out the law. It's like, it's like the Mad Libs.
All right. Pay us £100 and you can hear the truth.
No, I disagree. I'm part of this as well. You can't do that.
I'm sorry, Zach. As soon as you did it, it was signed over into public domain.
Say, you had control of it right up until the point that you said it out loud.
Yeah, I did.
You let that mouse out its hole.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And into yours. So, last time, you guys set out from the Kuotoa's fishy ziggurat, that's not a euphemism, without any diplomatic incidents, amazingly. You're accompanied by Wug Posh, the beefy, squalid fish lady. Sorry, squat fish lady.
Squalid?
She's wild. Squalid. It's
fucking ugly. Fucking terrible.
That's the vibe you guys are giving. She also has a scaly beard, and she took care of your prisoner, Red Guinness the Merc. Who you took with you to make for the wreck of the Duskstormer on the far side of the island. You crossed the strange salt flats, which were beyond the fishmonger's lands, and you crossed them without incident. Amazingly, I'm going to say. By a clever use of music theory from Glitch, amazing rock throwing by Teddy, and a little inspiration And in fact, I think you established how to set a trap using the resonating crystals, the salt itself, and the fact that it gave way pretty easily to a bit of a chasm beneath. Vatik, you also made some glass, thanks to Red Guinness blasting some sand.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I did that. That's
nice.
Yeah,
you got some lenses of dubious quality.
Yeah, and a ton of like unpolished glass.
Yeah.
And at the very end, you encountered some of Draka's nasty hard bastards themselves on the edge of the salt flats. You, among other things, lied about having a fish army behind you.
Yep.
You convinced Leopold to bring Draka back at dawn to parley. You asked them for parley. Also asked Leopold to ensure that the crew were unharmed. And you tasked Post Goose to go back with them to listen in on plans and to see what was happening over there.
Nice.
So you guys are probably just immediately in the aftermath of that. It's a long time to dawn. The sun is setting. I mean, there's time for a long rest if you'd like one.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely take one of those.
Yeah,
it's not a trap.
The sun is setting in the... There we go. He's learnt it now.
I think I was the one who forgot.
Yeah, don't fucking pin it on me. I was the one that gave him the mnemonic to help with it. It just made no sense.
But the east is a final location.
That is true. Yeah,
so,
okay, fine.
Why doesn't it rise from there?
Anthony? The earth's flat, though.
Come on, Anthony.
Let us know.
Come on, Anthony.
If there is a guy...
Do you remember when he was on his oxygen tank?
He was on an oxygen tank. He does feel like a flat earther to me, though.
He's a big-time heroin fan, so he's
not
a healthy boy.
Loves oxygen tanks.
And when we went to see him in Milan...
Yeah, in Milan.
And it's 2015,
yes.
I want to say?
I think even earlier, dude. Oh,
it was earlier than that. No, it was 13 latest.
Yeah, because it was when I was living in Tottenham.
Oh, yeah, of course it was.
And he didn't come out to do his own encore because he was on an oxygen tank, and so the session guitarist had to sing lead.
Not
vocals.
John Frusciante, the other one.
Yeah.
The inferior guitarist.
Yeah. Had to sing lead on like the end, and everyone was like, "Is he all right?" And he's like, "Yeah, he's a cunt."
I think he was like Snow Hey-O, though, so it wasn't
really
big.
I'm fine. Yeah.
Anyway, that's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, that's Kiedis.
That's a second little diatribe we've gone on Chilies.
Clearly,
I think that tangent was less funny than the other one, though.
Yeah, fine.
But wasn't it informative, everybody?
Yeah. Zach fucked a mouse. You see, like, I know how to keep it in. Like,
So, a long rest for you.
We have a long rest, a long last.
Like a long rest,
absolutely.
Please.
Well, look.
It's been a while.
Anything you want to kind of, any way you want to approach this, or should we just assume that you're setting up camp? You don't really have supplies, so I imagine you're kind of doing some bushcraft to...
We had loads of fish.
Yeah, you can't make a tent out of fish. I mean, you could. It wouldn't be nice.
It's a desert island. We're fine.
Oh, we've got it. So we've got to set up.
Yeah. Sleep under the stars.
Yeah, but you're gonna. I'm gonna. For it's non-binding, but you are gonna have to roll. Someone's gonna have to roll a bushcraft test to set up a tarp or something.
Is Red Guinness with us?
Yes.
Yeah,
he is restrained. I assumed he's still restrained.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you have confiscated.
I didn't think he didn't know we were going to use him as a
bargain.
He's probably really pissed off at this.
Yeah. You have also confiscated his spellcasting.
Yes,
practice.
His Zippo, which I think I'm going to be investigating.
Do you want me to?
Should
I do the survival check for all of us then?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Just okay. I think Teddy. It strikes me that Teddy would be the most.
Weirdly, I have
capable.
Got like a +4 in this, but I don't know why I've never.
So you're a wise man.
Yeah.
All right. It's a 14. It was 18.
18, pretty good. What are you setting up?
B&B.
I thought I was doing a camp.
Yeah, yeah, but give me a bit of flavor.
I think it's going to be not a big camp. It's going to be like, you know, a fire, some plate, like not like sleeping, like tents, but like bed rolls and kind of just comfortable fire and fish.
What about like a lean-to? Could we have a lean-to?
Yeah, you can have a lean-to.
Thank
what,
you.
For shitting?
I get a lean-to. That gives me a +10 bonus tomorrow.
To shitting. You got it.
Oh, and crucially, a restraint for Red Guinness. Some okay. Form, like, as in not like a...
No, what I'm going to say is you've got like a tree you found. You've got some hemp rope that you can lash him with.
Yeah, yeah, fine.
And he's not happy, but I to avoid any sidetracks.
How's Wogposh? Yeah.
Wogposh, I think, is concerned with scouting out. She probably disappears for a while. She's going to scout out the nearby foliage. Mm. She can do stuff if you'd like her to do. She's like, with the Kuotoa, they're pretty hard to read in general.
Yeah.
And her particularly, she's like a warrior. She's very stoic.
Okay.
Oh, she's hideous. Oh my gosh, she's hideous.
Squalid.
Squalid. Squalid.
Absolutely squalid, this one.
Awful! I feel terrible.
You're so
for
mean
her.
To this fish.
I know. Bless her. She's helping you out of the goodness of her heart. But yes, she's fairly. She's basically tasked to keep an eye on you guys, so okay. She's not fussy or. But you can ask her to do something if you like.
I mean, we've just got. I say that we've just got to. For me, as the kind of fighting paladin, there's very little I need to do to prepare for tomorrow because most of my things are. Hitting based.
Right.
Okay. I was going to ask you.
What do you guys want to do?
What's What armor are you wearing?
I've just got. I tell you what, though. Actually, I was thinking about this because I don't know, but I know Laurie's tried to kill me.
Are you
me
naked? With... You've been naked this whole time. Yeah,
yeah. I'm definitely wearing armor because Laurie's tried to kill me with it multiple times. Mm. So, like, it's definitely some form of like plate armor.
I think you've got. Yeah, is it not?
It's
chainmail,
just,
half
yeah,
plate.
It's like a kind of like half. I think it's not full
on your
plate
character
armor.
Sheet.
It's like I'd say half plate armor.
I'd say it's probably got some kind of cool gun.
Like it's got, it's like magic.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think I've just got,
it's on your character sheet.
It's just, it just says armor. I don't know.
Nah,
like, just,
man, nah, bro.
What do you mean,
bro.
Nah, bro?
Go to your inventory.
Okay, wait.
Equipment, perhaps.
Yep.
Surely it'll
inventory.
Be there.
Inventory.
If you don't,
chainmail.
There you
heavy
go.
Heavy armor, chainmail.
Chainmail.
Nice. Okay.
I've got a holy symbol.
Yeah.
Javelin, longsword. A Revenger shield.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, as I say, all of that is kind of reactionary for tomorrow.
You're
I would, but before you guys, I was thinking in terms of what we might do, I might pray. Can I pray?
You absolutely can.
I'm a paladin, right? Do I get anything for praying?
So like,
you pray
know,
all the time, man. You're good at praying.
Yeah, no, I'm not good at it.
You've pissed her off a lot, but I think that you have a good pray.
Praying is like, good old pray.
Good old pray.
Praying is like, it's not an official, like, D&D thing you can do, but you can absolutely pray to her.
I was just thinking I'd like to give her a bit of a heads up as to what's coming tomorrow, because I imagine I might need some sort of divine inspiration. Like when I was like one-shotted by the Kraken and then I needed her to like help me swim.
Yeah.
Nice. Any sort of support tomorrow would be but I feel like if I prepped that might be helpful.
Oh, well done.
Plus also I've been pretending to be like the vassal for her, like her like a rival.
But
yes.
But maybe it's that. Maybe that's the angle you've got to take, is we know that the rival is present in some sense, so you could like play her against the rival a bit to be like, well, the other one's in the mix now.
I could give that a go. You know? I mean, you said
I tell
I'm
you,
not...
it's a very dangerous game you're playing yeah, with omniscient gods that can see everything yeah, we do. Was... Just be like, oh, the god that your rival's around. Oh, I fucking know. You've been pretending to be him, haven't you?
Yeah, but that's the thing. I kind of feel like I want to check in and just clear the air and be like, look, I didn't. It wasn't. It was a necessary thing. They said Talos. I went with it. It wasn't like a give I us... love you.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah. Write your god a dear Stan letter.
It's fucking annoying as well that like religion I've got like no pluses in it.
It's not gonna be a religion check. This is praying as a D100.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we've done this. This is exactly what we've done before.
Oh,
it's been a while.
Done this. Alright, so D4, D20, D the app doesn't let me do that.
So you need a D10, the use, two D10s.
Why don't you use mine?
Paddy, there's one with 80 hundreds on, and there's one
that's
with just
the hundreds. And that's a 10. There you go.
Alright.
Yeah, just roll them on the floor.
Roll them on the floor.
Yeah.
Love it.
Like
love
a dog.
That.
It's good.
83.
That's
it's
good.
Not 38, is it? No, it's 83.
That's 83.
Paddy
that's
confirmed
what
for me.
Paddy
that's
confirmed.
What they say it.
Bingo. Bingo. Which goes up to 100. Sure. All right, so what is praying to her look like? I mean, previously you had like a shrine. This time you just
yeah,
kind of...
Yeah, and that shrine was kind of...
Single fish.
One of the shrine was watery based, wasn't it? It was like, so I was in a kind of...
Is it a seaside?
Yeah,
yeah,
like
a seaside
town. So I went down to like an underground temple.
Yeah, yeah. But is there anything you're...
I'll go to the sea. With the seas everywhere. on this island.
In context, it's fine. Just...
The leaps of logic are amazing, aren't they?
It's the sea is everywhere.
Well, it's not, is. No, we're on an island.
You're
the
not wrong.
The sea is in all directions.
The thing is, he's not wrong. It's just objectively funny to say the sea is everywhere.
And then to back it up with we're on an island. If I said right now, come on, Zach, let's pop to the sea. It's everywhere. You and I would have to make it quite a long way east.
Our desert island isn't
small.
The same size
small.
As Great Britain.
Oh, it's not. That's fair. Okay.
So you can easily.
You wouldn't know it for how long it's taken us to get across, like,
this
through
is
this
true.
Bit of the campaign.
We have been distracted by everything that you put in front of us.
Yeah.
You make it down to the sea. Let's not. We don't have to roll
Let's
anything
not read into
that. And you stand there. The wind is picking up. It's a clear night. The stars are above you. You call out to Umbly Bumbly. And I think there's like, despite it being a cloudless sky, there's a little rumble of thunder somewhere far off in the distance, and you feel her presence.
Okay.
Umbly, bumbly, rumbly, bumbly.
Rumbly,
yeah,
rumbly,
I
mean, rumbly, rumbly,
rumbly,
tumbly.
Umbly.
Yeah.
It says, well, now, so much for my champion. I've heard from the other gods you've been shacking up with Talos.
Oh, yes. No, sorry. That's exactly why I'm calling, actually, about that. That was more of just a kind of circumstance survival thing. If any, also if it helps, I was not a good representative for Talos.
That does help, actually. He's a right prick.
I pretended to be him, and then I think I maybe have co-opted one of his communities into doing my bidding, which is obviously your bidding.
She says, that is excellent news. I knew it was worth putting my faith in you, despite the fact you've done nothing for 4 years or so.
Well, yeah, but you should... That, is that narrative in this?
Yes, it is. It is.
Remember, you had a kid.
Oh, yeah, fuck, we wrote that in.
That wasn't me that wrote that, that was you.
No, I completely understand. And that's what I'm calling. I wanted to give you a heads up on the Talos.
Very good,
kind of
yes.
Principle.
The Talos principle. And my co-opting of his kind of religious power, but for your gain.
Mm-hmm.
And then also as well give
you're
you a...
such a weasel.
Yeah, of course I fucking am. The public school boy. And not me, by the way, the character. And yeah, no, the other point was I kind of wanted to give you a bit of a heads up. Like, I've got a big day tomorrow. And...
Oh, well, I'll drop everything no, here no, one day.
To make it to your regatta.
Don't blow this for me, Mum.
Exactly
don't
right.
Get drunk on too much rosé, Mother.
The MP of Crawley is going to be there.
You stay out of the enclosure for the rich people, Mother.
That's exactly what I'm doing. No, it's just, look... The Kraken was like, it didn't go that well for either of us, you know? The Kraken kind of.
Well, you survived, didn't you?
I guess.
There's like a.
And I just look around at like my current circumstance.
You remember what I said to you a few
completely naked.
A few nights hence, which is in the storm, you are remade, but you are responsible for that remaking. It is not up to me to give you gifts and boons. You've got to prove yourself. So you got a big day tomorrow. You better get through it, eh?
Get your Z's.
You got an 83.
Yeah, this is tough. Right?
What are you asking me for?
What I'm actually asking for is it's nothing on the day. I wonder if potentially there could be some tomfoolery this evening.
Ooh.
So, well, like, the only reason I mention it is because you're obviously a Tempest God.
Mm.
You know, you love the sea. The sea loves you. They're camped by the sea.
Oh, nice.
Mm. I see.
Just thinking potentially maybe some of their shit washes away.
All he's asking
but
for,
able to, asking for is
you to completely disarm all of his adversaries.
But we're then able to recover it at a later date.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do.
Well, I don't know, anything like that. I'm just saying.
That's
like,
clever.
They're based by the sea. You know, fuck him up, eh?
Perhaps it would be more...
Also, he's a right prick, this guy. He glorious, loves
Talos. Yes, more glorious if you were to fight in the storm, I understand.
Don't worry, I'm about to fight in the storm. That's
yes,
coming.
All right. This is fitting, and perhaps I'll invite Talos to have a look, and he can see who you're really, you know, catering for.
Ooh.
Oh, God, yeah, by all means.
I'd love to rub his face in it. He's so smug.
Honestly, his fish... I mean, the fish people are following me, and what are they called? Croatoans?
They're disgusting, aren't they? I don't want them to worship
squalid
me. Squalid is the word I heard.
Yeah. Honestly, really...
They're squalid little fishy lives.
Honestly, it's not been a great couple of days.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's like being kind of reprimanded... by a disappointed parent.
Do you remember
every
when
time?
I was talking to my god, who was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, what's up? Can I have all this shit? And they're like, yeah. My god's dope, man.
Yeah, but she... Oh, yeah.
I think there's definitely a difference of entitlement here as well. Yeah, yeah. This is you having been through the ringer for your god. So it's like, yo, bitch, you wanna...
I got punched in the face by a kraken.
Oh, that's sad, isn't it?
Right, well, I'll be seeing you tomorrow then. I'm hoping for high things, and remember who you're doing it for.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, well, one for you, two
yes,
also as well.
Mm.
Tomorrow, if the weather was bad, wouldn't be the worst thing in the
that's
world.
That's what I'm saying. Perhaps yeah, that's something we can...
I can work with that. I love a good fog.
All right, I'm going to put down the phone now.
Or a mist.
All right, bye.
A little rumble of thunder somewhere far off, and then from that same direction, let's say northeasterly... dark clouds, not fast, but you just see them start to float into view across the stars. So maybe something's going to happen.
Ah, Emily,
that was nice, Zach.
Yeah, very good.
Lovely done. Yeah. Beautifully done. What are the rest of you two boys doing?
Okay, so I've got a question. What's your spell catalyst?
Well,
pads.
Technically, it's my vape.
Yeah.
But I haven't... I've never attuned to anything or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's part of what I was potentially going to... We could do our bit together if you want, because I was potentially going to explore tonight trying to work out old mate's Zippo.
All right. Well, here's the thing. I've got... So one of the things I can do as an artificer is magically infuse items. They can't be magic items, though.
Okay.
Which I think...
They've got to be mundane to start with.
Which I think both of your things probably are.
My vape isn't.
I've got a lot of
mundane
shit. My rig is not.
It's
just a straight up rig. Okay.
So you have, just to clear it up for wizards, you have a thing called a spellcasting focus, which means you don't have to spend reagents to cast spells.
Which is sort of what I've been doing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So
my
magic vape
You haven't interacted with the lighter yet. You do, there. You know, it is possible to enhance that. It is technically a mundane item. Or, you know, you've got a staff or a dagger?
I have a dagger. I've never had a staff. I've been hoping for a wand for a really long time and never found one.
A wand?
Yeah, or like, I think I'd look good with the staff, but I think Glitch is more like a little stick.
He's a limp-wristed wand user.
What are those ones in the middle?
A stave?
A quarterstaff?
No.
Kind of like not a quarterstaff, but like it might be a stave. I was going to say it's in Baldur's Gate. It's like... Clerics sometimes have them. They're not the little wand,
like
not the big staff.
A tuncheon.
But in the middle, there's like a sort of half-length staff thing kind of like a scepter, I guess, maybe. Yeah. I could see him with one of those, but...
Is it tonsure? What's the word?
That's tonsure is haircut. What monks have in their haircut. Haircut.
I'm getting it wrong, but there's a stick of some
cool.
Kind.
Okay, great. Yeah.
I mean, I would call that a wand. A wand is, in you know, English styley, a wand is a long bit of wood.
I think that that is probably
Rather than a Harry Potter wand.
I mean, maybe that's part of some greater rig, you know, like...
Oh, I see. You're just going to add a few tubes.
That's it. I'm trying to think. If it's been this little vape, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that what Glitch has been thinking is if I filled this vape with tobacco and attached a Zippo to the end of it...
Yeah.
Then I'm sort of starting to build a pipe. A pipe! That would be rad.
Yeah.
Like Gandalf's fucking, you know...
Okay.
Like, that's what I want to build.
So I can absolutely help you out with this.
Okay, great. This is good.
Just to clear up before everyone thinks I'm an idiot, the word I was thinking of is stave.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was an idiot. I just didn't want it.
Oh, that's okay. That's right.
So what I'm thinking here is this would actually be technically... What this would give you is enhanced arcane focus.
That's cool.
So it would basically give you a +1 bonus to all spell attack rolls.
Ooh, hello.
This would increase to +2 once I hit level 10. Don't know when that's going to happen, Laurie, but... what I'm sort of imagining here is set up some sort of like multi-chamber... like system on your vape incorporating the Zippo, so sort of like a self-triggering multi-chamber
cloud machine. Revolver,
yeah, but you put it in your mouth.
We've got the Zippo there as a at the end, yeah, we've got that as the barrel, we've got the rotating chambers of my different juices,
yeah
long barreled, maybe some kind of, you know, those little accordions that have the they have the little tube that comes out of them.
Yeah.
Or like the one that goes around a hat.
The fuck?
But like one of the... like a melodeon.
What do you mean?
Like a melodeon
crossed with a gun. That's what I want.
Or like, you mean, is it like when you see a busker that's like got something attached that you can like...
Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins.
Yeah, like exactly. But sort of, it's a smoker's pipe, but it's also a gun. That's what I've been trying to...
I thought you were genuinely describing some sort of like, you know, the animated series Arcane with the cool steampunk... technology with the that stuff. I was like, you were doing that, and then actually what you were doing is fucking some weird
is a vape gun.
yeah, a vape gun crossed with one of those beer hats.
Yeah, with a harmonium in the middle. In the middle. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'd like.
So this would definitely give you a +1 bonus to every spell, but I think it's probably going to give you a -2 to charisma because of how you're going to look.
Yeah. Any attempts to talk to hot chicks are immediately like an auto fail.
Even if I blow flat cotton.
Particularly. Do you know what? Like, there's something about like when we started this podcast, I feel like vape culture was much more of a thing. Whereas now everyone just vapes and they don't go to those stupid shops like the one we usually down the road to where people are like competitively blowing.
That shop was like cotton jokes. It was for other visitors. It was like it was one of those shop fronts that's all glass and it was constantly foggy.
And it was next door to like a really fancy dentist. Something. Really weird. What a snapshot. Anyway, thank God we left that behind. Apart from in
fiction.
And
now we're bringing it back up. Mate, I mean, if we could collaborate on some kind of rig project, I'd be well
you
up
guys
for
are going to collab?
Let's collab.
Because I think that worked. Because I think he's been looking at that. Since I got the Zippo, I'm trying to work out whether it's magical. And I think I probably just worked out that it's not.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. But that seems to mean that I can use it. So that's fine.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
So what are you doing to it? You're making it a +1 spellcasting focus.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Sweet. And you're saying it's a massive rig or is it just more like a pipe?
I think it's a pipe gun.
that's attached to his hat.
Yeah. Actually, there is one other detail which works really beautifully with this.
Let me write this down.
It also means that, so we don't really do cover and half cover very much in combat, but technically it sort of like circumvents like the disadvantage when you're using half cover, which I assume means it's got like, you can basically turn it up like a periscope.
Oh, amazing.
I like that a lot. Wow. Yeah. It's not only is it attached to his hat and like runs around his neck so he can use it whilst like hands free, it also comes with like goggles.
Yeah.
Goggles.
Oh, amazing. So I'm writing down vape gun rig +1 periscope model.
Yeah.
Okay. What does that give? What does that do?
Basically,
now have a +1 spellcasting.
Yeah, to spellcasting.
DC and AC. DC and attack rolls.
Yeah.
Oh, sick. My God. Okay.
That's really cool.
Sick. Okay. Yep. My spell save DC is now 17.
Oh, disgusting. Ooh. Shame if you were to fight everyone with a g- good.
It was between that and giving enhancing your armor, Zach. But I sort of think you're pretty beefy as it is. So I'll sort you out later.
You know what? I'm all for Paddy being made less fragile in a fight.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Oh, that was a lovely. What a lovely moment there.
And I think in true Glitch form. All right, okay, I think I was fiddling with the lighter. I think Wattick said, let me take a little look at that.
Mm.
And then I was trying to work out my robe and I just left him to it.
And he comes back with this amazing bit of engineering.
Yeah, whereas I've just fired a magic missile into a rock or something like that.
Yeah, if you do that, you will notice that as you do...
Yeah, I think I'm trying to work out the robe. That's what
you literally pull off one of the stars.
Yeah.
And... you release, you know, this arcane energy in your hand. You can then fire off into a magic missiles at fifth level.
Wow, okay.
So that is... I think you know this already. I've given you this much information. So at fifth level, it is five darts of magical force. Deal 1d4 plus 1 damage. And you also will see that at dusk, a number of removed stars will reappear. How many stars are you taking off?
Oh, I think I was just trying it out, so probably just one.
Roll a d6 for me.
Oh, okay.
As dusk settles.
Three.
So it has a maximum capacity of four.
Yes, I have four stars.
So you're back up to four. That one star regenerates as night falls.
Oh, rad. Okay, cool. All right. Oh, this is amazing. Okay, cool. So I can cast it at fifth level. Oh,
yep.
This is very cool. Okay,
four
cool.
times, and then it recharges a bit at dusk every day.
Amazing. Okay, cool. I think I've worked out my robe then. Thank you for that. There's something else about my robe that I haven't worked out.
It's wet. No, the other one.
Yeah. It's a wet, weird robe, but I think I can also do something translocational with it, but I think I'm just going to do that in media res because I think I've done enough tonight for a rest. You know what I mean? That is my cue that has got boring. Okay, great. That's
Zach's ready to move on.
Zach's open to Stella, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's one of those massive pint cans of Stella.
We're having fun.
Manage spells. Add spell. You don't have signal.
Great. Okay, so I think probably Zach is back from... Sorry. I think Teddy's probably back from his seaside prey. Pads... And Glitch, wow, I can't... You just all were becoming the characters now.
I know.
Glitch is done with his robe business. Are you done, Vatix? Any more prep you need to do for the tomorrow?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wanted to infuse some items. I'm probably, you know, getting my various potions and reagents all set up.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know what? I tell you what, there is probably... Have we got a kind of... field of engagement in mind.
It's the salt flat, right?
The salt flat where we're gonna use the E flat or whatever to bust out the earth to trap them.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking we want to draw them onto the salt flat.
Yeah,
I think it's an E flat diminished with a fruity ninth on top.
Ooh. Then to so yeah, so
mother may I?
So I'm kind of imagining it like this is such a weirdly specific reference, but did you ever see the Clive Owen King Arthur movie?
Oh my god, yes. Yeah. Sadly,
like,
yes.
Yeah, but I think it's underrated. So it's not, but it's like it's a lot of fun. But
the other thing I remember from
that
film is they photoshopped Keira Knightley's boobs on the poster to be bigger.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was all
grim.
That's not what I'm thinking of now.
Is it not?
No. Well, now, but not. Well, I wasn't. But no, the there's a scene in that where like the. They have to fight, weirdly, actually, the more I'm thinking about it, this is a dumb movie. Mm. They have to fight, essentially, Vikings. Yep, fair. So, no, but it's on, like, a frozen lake. And then, so that it's basically them on one side of the lake, the Vikings the other, and then they draw them on, and then the lake collapses.
Aha, uh-huh, yeah.
That was what I was imagining for the salt flat.
So you're like, okay. You're going to... Okay.
We'll be
gonna,
on one side.
You're going to invite him over. As he walks across, you want to set the trap. You want to ignite the trap.
I think so, yeah. I think so.
So we're not even going to parlay. We're just going to immediately go in. We're not going to try for a parlay first and have that as the backup.
Knowing what we know about Zhraka as like a kind of character and like... I think we'd just try and trap them. We could try and parlay, but then we'd have to wind a way for me to get back over the salt flat.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that, we just go for it, man.
You think just fucking trap them?
I think we just fucking trap them.
Just waste them, okay?
I think we just, we let them walk towards us and then we fucking trapdoor that shit and see what happens.
Okay, cool. Well, so, well, hopefully we'll find out from Post Goose as well if they've got something planned, because if that's our plan, odds are they have a plan.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's very bright.
That who?
Tracker.
He's not very bright.
He's a great leader. Like, he's probably done enough warfare and shit like that to be like, well, they're going to try and fuck us, so we have to double fuck them.
I mean, bearing That's in mind, true. He knows you guys are a bit dodgy, but it's not like he knows who you are.
Who you are. He doesn't. Also, his approach to most things, I remember from, like, when we
From
first,
being him.
Yeah, yeah. When I was him. Yeah. but his whole thing was, like, headlong. Always rush in. Like, he will fuck up in physical combat, not, like, prep or tactics. But then also we don't know who is Draka now, so it might be different. But I think we've got a plan, we just fucking try and do
Sick.
The plan.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna and this might come at the expense of me being able to get a decent night's sleep, because I think this might take me a little while. But also I don't think Vatic sleeps very much. I think I'm gonna use magical tinkering. I'm gonna make a little ornithopter. Ooh. That I'm going to have one of my accident waiting to happen pots dangling from,
okay.
Which is basically a grease trap.
Ooh.
And I'm going to basically like
a Ukrainian drone.
Yeah.
We're trying. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Right.
And cool. I'm just going to send that up, like hovering above the salt flats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have like a little kind of like basically a remote control that I can.
To set off a grease spell.
To set off a grease spell. So I'm using up that spell slot. Basically in preparation.
In right.
Got you, yeah. got you. That makes sense.
That means that in the last, I think, 24 hours, we've committed, four sins.
War crimes. Yeah,
yeah. Like, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Sins.
Yeah.
Oh, sins is many more.
We're going to trap them in punji spikes, which I'm pretty sure haven't been okay since ever. We've now got drones. We're going to go against a parlay. We've got prisoners of war, and we've now... Fuck, I mean, this is bad, man.
It's not the napalm. I'm not water torture.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not yet.
We didn't actually waterboard anyone.
We were going to, though.
You were really into the idea.
We thought about it.
Yeah, the threat of the waterboarding was there.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
But otherwise, it's an empty threat. No one follows an empty threat.
That's true.
We've all known that you've been guys have been the baddies for a long time.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah. Yeah, we've just
that's the end of the show.
Multiple traps.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Cool. After we ask the for a parlay as well. Yeah, we ask them. Actually,
oh, fuck this, man. I mean, this is bad. But okay.
I love it. All right. You hunker down for sleep. Wugposh joins you. She
to sleep.
Yeah. If you ask her,
she's at the camp.
No, she joins you back at the camp, and she sort of wordlessly intimates that she'll take watch. She's wordlessly intimate.
Gross.
Wordlessly intimates that she will take.
You've got a real problem with specificity with words around this character.
She's just so hot. I can't stop myself.
She's wordlessly intimate. What was the other thing you said she was?
Squalid.
Squalid. She's an absolute wrong. And
it's a rich world I'm building. Will anyone else be there to take a watch?
Oh, someone should take a watch.
I mean, you don't have to, but you probably should.
The fucking Joe Tiden. He doesn't sleep.
I think I'm probably staying up through the night to make
sure you're doing your tinkering. Okay, yeah. Cool. You won't suffer for it. Yeah, no, you won't suffer for it. Brill, can someone give me a perception check for Wugposh on her watch?
Sure.
And Liam, can you give me one for you on your watch?
Well, I'll do mine.
Yes, that seems fair.
How
just roll me a d20 for Wugposh.
So mine was an 8, not good.
Wugposh is an 8.
Also great.
Sweet, so we get ambushed.
She gets a bit more extra. Vatic, you can take the first. I think you take the first one if you're doing your tinkering.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And this clear night fairly rapidly becomes not so clear. The air becomes a little bit close and humid.
Sounds like someone's been speaking to their god.
Umbly always comes through.
And at one point in the night, there is a strange from the bushes and a rustling sound.
Hello, who's that?
Oh,
do Do I understand what that means? Why am I asking?
Sounds like a fish, man.
Give me give me an understanding, a survival check.
Give me an understanding check.
Give me a what the fuck is happening check.
Am I asleep? I'm weird just asleep.
All right, that's a six. I had no idea what's going on.
You have no idea what's going on. The sound is slightly terrifying to you. It sounds like nothing you've seen on Earth. And then after a long time of you feeling anxious about it, suddenly there's a rustle in the bushes and a tiny aardvark runs out across the campsite. Looks at you, goes and runs back into the undergrowth.
Catch him. Catch him, Danny.
Did he catch him?
There is no way I'm going to follow that aardvark.
Wait, you've been given... how many opportunities in your life do you get for this moment?
Yeah, but not all of us play the game like you.
Listen, I know that if I've set
an aardvark... Am I asleep?
If I set an aardvark...
I don't sleep. Half elves don't sleep.
Okay. I will... I'm gonna take a little hooded lantern and I'm going to take my recently acquired...
drone.
I'm going to leave the drone behind. A piece of glass. I'm going to sort of like try and direct the light and just point it in the direction of the bushes to try and get more of a sense of what's going on there.
Okay, yeah, give me a sleight of hand. I guess that's going to be quite, you know, fine motor skills check.
That is a 20.
Oh, I love giving you animal challenges and then seeing where they go. Lose.
See an aardvark.
You lose track of it for a second before you don't kind of. I'm not imagining you're kind of stumbling into the undergrowth here.
No, I'm standing on the outskirts.
You walk up to the outskirts, you push tomorrow. Back a branch, and then you do manage to get it in your beam of light, and you see this aardvark is butt in the air. It's digging a little hole in the undergrowth, and then you can hear sort of. And it pops its head up and it's got a big mouthful of very large worms. And it looks at you suddenly in the light and it goes and eats them really quickly. And it's staring at you with wide eyes in fear.
Okay. I don't know what to do about this.
I love that like we've Laurie's everything. Laurie's given you a kind of like fucking
what are you doing, dude?
Side quest happening before this fight.
I think what's the food I've got that's most wormy?
You tell me. I don't know.
You got fish.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna get a little bit of fish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna like sort of like put it on the ground just in front of me to try and coax the aardvark. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing.
Coax
here.
The aardvark. No, I like it. Follow your heart.
The aardvark. Looks at you. It's like you know that the meme of the little girl in the back of the car. That's like,
what the side eye
really pained. Right, okay. Yeah, it looks at you like that, and its long, protruding nose sniffs the air, sniffs the fish, and it goes.
Ugh. It doesn't care for that. Okay.
No, and it starts to back away from you.
Throw some drugs at it. What am I saying?
Wait a second. Yeah, actually, I'm gonna have a bit of a puff on the old tobacco.
Charm it. Interesting.
That's a cantrip, right?
It is a... Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Because it's a real waste if it's not. And it's not.
Oh,
it's
no.
Using
okay.
a full spell slot.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe I don't think not the best.
No,
okay.
He hasn't rested yet. He's going to rest in a minute.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you... Your drone spell slot is gone, but you can have this if you've got a spell slot left from last night.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Okay, so... And I'm not going to use too much of it because it's only a small fucking aardvark and I don't care if it likes
just
me that much.
Dab of cat.
Yeah. Just a little bit, just a...
Interesting. Doesn't aardvark have...
Kilo of coke, like a line leading all the way to live. It's aardvark like... You've now got an aardvark plus 9.
Yeah. it's charged up, but it will last for a short amount of time.
You've unloaded if you throw in something.
Turbo aardvark.
Yeah, give it a pull cue and set it loose and ski and... Like...
Yeah, the aardvark is completely taken by this because it has an intelligence of under 4. Spoilers. And that little snoot is going over wild and it comes right up to you with these wide... Again, we've done this before in the Jungle Book when the snake hypnotises people.
Yeah, do you remember when we wrote the Jungle Book?
Yeah.
We did this bit before.
Actually, he does what I know he's talking about. But the way he phrased that, I was a bit like, wait, did we have a jungle?
Did we do the Jungle Book?
I did the Jungle Book and you guys weren't listening, apparently. Anyway, its eyes go all multicolour and whoa, it's into you. It's
great.
It's feeding.
Perfect. That's step one of my plan, which I definitely have executed.
My 10-step plan that I'm going to say all 9 other steps of really quickly.
Really
now,
yeah. Okay, so I think I'm going to go. He's pacified now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to go check out his little hole.
Now
in the ground, in the ground.
You should probably go and get Zach if you.
I'm not. Why am I getting astray for that?
It's a rodent hole.
Let Liam do his fucking weird nature story. Leave me alone.
I need to think.
Weird nature story.
I thought would happen.
What did you think was going to happen?
I think I was going to eat the aardvark.
I thought the aardvark was just going to run away and that would be it. And then he rolled a nat 20 on tracking the aardvark. And I was like, well, I guess you have to follow it.
9 times out of 10, we're like, we've got to go investigate that weird hut over there or whatever. And Laurie's like, can't you just do the plot?
Yeah, the one time the that one he's time. Like, this kind so, of maybe a thing.
I'll throw
20.
A big rat at them and see if they...
What I'm looking for is, I'm wondering if the aardvark... Being like this being the hunting ground of an aardvark might be a sign that it's not good terrain for us. So I'm kind of I'm trying to investigate whether or not there's anything about the terrain other than what we already know that like might mean we're about to get fooked.
I like that. You can find this little hole. I'm going to give you an investigation check for perusing the hole, please.
Okay.
Oh, that's full of gold.
It won't be.
It might.
Could be. Yeah.
Well, it could be.
Schrodinger's aardvark, mate.
Well, that's a natural one.
Or is it Chekhov's aardvark? We'll never know.
Well, if there's an aardvark in Act 1, then it's full of gold by Act 5.
No. Act 5 as well.
Yeah. Chekhov's added a couple of acts.
Tell me you've been to a 5-hour play. It's the one thing you discover about where the aardvark was interested in is there is a large dropping from another animal.
Okay.
But it is, which seems to be maybe what attracted the worms or what attracted the aardvark to this place. You don't really know.
So there's probably a big predator.
Yes. However, you can't infer anything from this with that nat one.
Okay.
But it is...
Just, like, listening to Liam, like, give Laurie fucking, like, clues for how to fuck us. Just the only time we've ever set up a plan, ever.
It's amazing. It's my favourite.
It is unlike any poop you've ever seen. And okay. And you've seen... Well, you've seen a lot in your time.
So I think I'm a little unsettled by this.
It's... I think the best word I can use to describe it is it's crystalline.
Right.
But
okay.
It is still poop.
Right. Is there any indication of, like, there's no tracks around it or anything?
Not
with a natural one.
No, not with a nat one. It doesn't necessarily look, like, fresh, but I don't know, like, who could say?
Right.
But it is unusual.
Okay. Oh, God, that's not good. I think I'm going to shoo the aardvark away.
And the aardvark takes a while because you've just charmed it. It's like...
Yeah. Okay, I pick
bring
the,
him home.
Bring the aardvark.
I pick
bring
the aardvark.
Home, bring him home, guys.
Yeah, bring home the aardvark. I'm
the
aboard.
Sleeper agent is in play.
I'm on board with the aardvark coming. But...
I take the aardvark.
Yep, you cut him open for gold.
I look around at what I think is a good open spot, and then I hoon it as far as I can.
Now, when you say hoon, overarm, underarm,
or a punt.
I
think it's like a football, like a throw-in, like over the head.
Okay. I like that. It's a Rory's a lap special.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Yeah. You don't.
And
need
I think
to...
it rolls.
Please give me a ranged attack roll to see how well you can throw an aardvark.
Jesus. That's another nat one. What is going on?
Fuck, I'm glad you're getting this out of the way, but Jesus.
You try to chuck this aardvark, but you just can't throw it. It's impossible.
You love him too much.
Yeah.
He's too heavy
with
gold.
You throw him once and it's like a little distance and he just comes right back to you. You pick him up, throw him again, and as you pick him up again, you catch his eyes in yours and he's going...
Okay.
Okay, just accept that you have an aardvark.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. I set him down and I sort of... He's sort of kind of quite in the way while I'm making this ornithopter, so I eventually settle for just putting my feet up on his back while I tinker away into the evening.
It's like you spent time with my dog. It's very similar to her. Just loves to be in the way. Great, you've now got a clinger. Congratulations.
Great. Love it.
Pop that in your inventory.
I am popping that in the inventory.
As the 4 hours pass and Wugposh wakes up for her watch, she looks at you, looks at the little furry creature between your legs, and she points at it and goes, and points in her mouth with a question.
And I go, absolutely not, no. And I offer a fish.
Somehow
and I go, and I saw, and I say, but you are a fish.
She just...
You are so fucking squalid.
And she gives you a look. She gives you a look as if to say, "What, have you never eaten a mammal?"
I think this has got. What does that look like, Laurie?
Give me that look right
now. Sorry, I'm not. That's not my job.
I really hope you cut to you and me at the parlay, being like, "Where are they?"
Yeah, I was like, "Where are they?" Well, like, while this is going on, like, obviously you and I have been woken up by this mad.
It's four
shit,
days later,
and we're just there in our beds, like, just going, "Oh my god, I didn't realize Liam was in."
What happened? Dude. It's 4 short hours. Yes. Okay, great. What an adventure.
You've got an aardvark now.
What the fuck?
You've got a golden aardvark.
And listen.
There he comes.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's back in the game. And Wugposh, what, with that bad roll for Wugposh, 8 on her watch.
Did she get a fox?
No, here's what happens. You guys don't know. You guys are all asleep. You trust her with the watch. Mm. You wake up the next morning. Mm. Wugposh is not there.
Oh, piss.
Is Red Guinness still there?
Red Guinness is still there.
Okay.
He's sort of amazingly sleeping, stood up, lashed to this post. Okay.
Do we...
Don't say kill him.
No, I was going to say, do we look for Wugposh?
Oh, well, let's not do that.
Is there any evidence of Wugposh?
Oh, what, are you fucking following Aardvark?
Maybe Wugposh is full of gold. I mean, we got to, you know, like... can I see any evidence of Wugposh's departure?
Give me a survival check.
15.
Interesting. You can see, yes, some fishy tracks that lead off into the undergrowth, somewhere back towards, I mean, not like in a beeline, but somewhere back towards the Kuotoa's home.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm not following her back to the Kuotoa thing.
How long before dawn is it? Because
it's happening. Okay,
Post Goose is due back soon.
Yes, I think with that...
First Post Goose.
Yeah, yeah.
Bamf.
I've lost a fish.
Well...
Actually, tell me your thing. Mine's less interesting.
I'm very sorry to hear that, darling Glitch. It's interesting. I went back, as you know, to keep an eye on them.
Yes.
And as soon as the Mercs went back there too... it got a little bit martial, I would say. They don't have a lot of supplies over there. But as soon as they heard that threats were being made, well, they mobilized is the word I'd use, actually. Yes. Mm. So sucks to be you. Sorry about that, Glitch.
Anything to do with Wugposh?
Wugposh, I'm not sure I know who that is.
Oh, did you see a fish person approach them?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, we've got
no fish
then.
People. No, there were three Bobs, I take it.
Oh yeah, Bob Sith, Bobby and Bob.
And there were some other sailor types, and there was a very poorly kobold.
And oh, yeah, there we need was, to get them back, Martu.
There was a man with two wooden legs.
Crumpkins? What was his
Goggins.
Name?
Goggins.
Goggins.
There was a rabbit a rabbit person.
Officer Krupke.
And a couple who were very lovely, as far as I could make out. But yes, he has given each of them a weapon. Some of them made from sticks, some of them sort of salvaged from the sea. And I believe they are all planning to some sort of ambush. Just I got.
Right.
I don't know.
From where? Where's the ambush coming? Actually, I can't. Can we talk to him?
Cut in. Yeah, you can cut in.
Can we talk to...
Yeah, I pass you the phone.
Hello?
I mean, Postgoose is here, but we still speak.
Postgoose is here. You can... I think probably you have to kind of tune in.
Yeah.
To the psychic wavelength. But yeah, you can talk.
Yeah, I think
hello, who's this?
Yeah.
Hello, who are you? Hello. Very big, aren't you?
Long time listener, first time caller.
Yes, this is Teddy.
Oh, yes, one of your little friends, Glitch. Yes.
Teddy's cool. Tell Teddy everything.
He looks like a narc.
You said ambush. From any insight to direction of ambush? Where the ambush might come
they're
from?
They're coming to see you tomorrow, so I imagine they'll take a position
That's
around...
That's today.
Ah, yes. Around the perimeter, I imagine. They weren't specific, and I'm back here now. I haven't been able to see them set up.
Oh yeah, we're okay. Left an hour before dawn.
But yes, I believe they are bringing. Zraka will arrive with the Bobs, and then these other folks will be somewhere nearby.
I don't think Martu would actually lead an ambush against us.
No,
is he the poorly kobold? No, he is very much indisposed.
Oh, no, okay. But the rest of them, though, I do think there's. Yeah, interesting. If Zraka's tasked them to ambush, the focus has to be on Zraka. But where are they? And then, by the way, Postgoose, great work. Love your work.
Love your work. Always.
And we're talking, you know, we're still very much, they're arranging around the salt flats, yes?
I believe so, yes. They intended the parlay zone. What do you call that? I don't know. I'm new to these things. I don't know what to call that.
The zone of parlay.
Let's workshop this.
We're gonna parlay like it's 1999.
The Colosseum of chat. No.
We could send Postgoose after
the crucible of
snooker.
Arguments.
We could send Postgoose after Wogposh.
No, I kind of don't care where Wogposh is.
You've just given up on that being a thing.
Easy come, easy go.
I think Wogposh is a red herring.
Yay!
Hey! That's lovely.
Love that. It's a good joke. We've got to get to the parlay.
We get to the parlay. I just want to make sure that Wogposh hasn't gone and been like...
The parlay parlor, you could call it.
Yes, that's quite good.
It's good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got to...
Can you dismiss him now, actually?
No.
Can we ask Postgoose to...
I paid him for the hour, I'm afraid. So.
Okay.
The meter's on.
Can you send him to the salt flats? Just to kind of put him there and just see... Get him to hang out.
Oh, yes. Just send Postgoose, your good friend and confidant. Just send him to the salt flats. Sure.
But
okay.
But yes.
I mean, we've got an hour until we need to be there. I imagine Postgoose appeared. I said Postgoose to come an hour before the meeting is due to take place. So we have an hour to prepare.
Okay.
Well, 55 minutes now.
Okay, 55 minutes. Postgoose, form of seal.
Instantly.
I think we send...
He has one of those like Sailor Moon transformation sequences yeah. to that song. And then a big seal.
Yeah, exactly. He's like way bigger than you imagine as well.
Oh, that's a big seal.
It's like a walrus.
Just be like, send him out into the salt flats, I guess. Just be like, you go and sit there.
I was thinking more like, find out where the ambush is coming from.
Oh, shit. Okay, no, that would have been good. Form off one of those birds. The birds?
Oh, the eagles.
Eagles.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Another transformation sequence. And then,
great. Ah! Circle. Find the...
Form of the circle.
Yeah, form off. Wind. Find the ambush point. Like, circle the salt flats, find the ambush points. We're going to work out our plan
from here.
Create
the Assassin's Creed mechanic.
Exactly, yes.
You're doing eagles. Oh, my God. If Glitch has been in the Animus the whole time.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I think I might tell Postgoose to circle and try and work out some info whilst we get... Yeah, is that okay?
Can I just take another look at that feces?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, bring it. Show it to the class if you like.
All right, I'm gonna go and fetch it and...
Now you're doing barehanded?
Don't touch it.
No, I've got my mitts on.
You got a stick like kids do down the park.
No, I've got...
This dog turd.
I've got my artificer gloves on, my gauntlets.
It's going to get all over him.
Oh, actually... Can I find out what the
it's so good.
With the tap master's blade?
Yeah, I'm gonna skewer it with the tap master's blade.
We cannot not be distracted.
Literally, it was like, this is great. Be a quick in and out boss battle.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm gonna
it's be
I'm
next
gonna,
episode, isn't it?
I want to find out what the chemical compound is because I have a theory about what it is.
Okay.
It's the fucking turd you put from the monster in the pit.
No, it was a different. Oh yeah, no, actually, he's right.
You run it along the tap. Master's Blade. What does the Tap Master's Blade sound like? I can't remember its voice. No.
I am Tap Master.
Hello. I'm looking at Liam because it's his.
Oh boy, another poop. What a delicious treat you brought me.
I think it just sounds like, doesn't it just sound like a pub landlord? Oh, it's quite lovely.
Yeah,
nutty
lovely
night.
All right. Oh, bloody hell. What's it? Oh, Jesus. And by Jesus, I mean John Christ.
John, yeah.
That's a potent mix there, my fellow. That's been hanging out with the pickled eggs for too long, if you ask me.
That's all I'm getting out of that.
This is a mental thing for us to be doing.
I can see a clock ticking down in my head.
No, okay. I'll ask a straightforward question.
Yeah, go on. I'll give it to you straight.
Is this the shit of one of those...
It's 100% pear cider.
I'm drinking that right now. Why would you say it right now?
It's a vein of Copperberg.
Right? Hey. Oh, that is good. Is this...
a fucking vape off you do that.
A victory puff. For
that.
Yes,
my
friend, yes. What would you want your question?
Does this belong to, I forget the name of the creature, but that those lizards that like
basically,
yeah, they're kind of like these weird like rock lizards that eat minerals. Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you now.
Oh, my friend, it's definitely shit. I'll tell you that. It's very salty. Oh yes, it's definitely some kind of earthenware involved. It's very dry. There's not much organic material in it. So yes, I think you might be right, my son.
Right, so there's something big and rocky.
I'd say
nearby.
So, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Salty, very salty is what I'm getting.
All right, lads, I think...
I wouldn't serve that in my pub. None of this Moretti with salt. Get out!
Saldemare!
All right, lads, I think...
Sold just... a nightmare, more like!
I'm there too.
All right, I put the sword away so you can stop doing okay, patter with
it. Fuck, leave it out! Danny Dyer is the Tapmaster's Blade.
Yeah. Okay. I see myself bumming around in a rough.
you said bumming around, that's
funny.
I did
say, yeah. All right, lads. We've got to be on the swivel for any big critters that spring out. I don't think this is an entirely safe arena of combat. So I'm not saying we need to move. I'm just saying maybe keep your eye on the periphery.
So we've... That's a good thing, though. This is not supposed to be a safe arena of combat. Ideally, this arena of combat does the combat for us. That's the kind of plan here.
Aye, that's
so
fair.
Maybe this
that's
works
fair.
To our advantage. We've got a plan to make a big hole that they all fall in. Now you're bringing us information there could be some things to fill that hole.
Like... Aye. Maybe things that could be charmed by wacky tobacco.
Maybe, but if they're mineral, they might not count as...
They might not, aye.
But the sounds, we know the sounds that make them crazy.
Fuck, yeah, okay, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, no, this is good. This is very, very good. This kind of, this helps us, this supports the plan.
Mm-hmm. We've lost Wogposh.
We just need a... Yeah, well, we need to get them into the middle of the salt plain. That's what we need to do. That's the aim here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how are we going to do that?
I was thinking about it, and I do think
potentially... Teddy shape bait.
Yeah, it might need
it's
to
like
be
It's like sending
bait.
A champion out.
Yeah.
With two armies. All right.
And I'm not proud of this, but I'm happy to break my charge towards Zraka, away from Zraka, back towards us, if you are ready to blow it up as I do so.
And you can't be grappled.
No, I cannot be grappled.
Slippery boy.
Maybe you could cast Jump on him so he can get out of dodge quick.
That's a fantastic
That's
idea.
A really good idea, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, let's do that.
I don't think it lasts that long, so we're going to have to play this quite... All right.
It's an hour.
Is it?
Yeah, Jump lasts for an hour.
Oh, fuck, I thought it was...
Is it not an hour? Did we spend an entire fucking episode jumping?
I mean, you and I do a lot of shit, Zach.
Yeah, that's true.
Missed voice call. That's irrelevant.
I would let you spider climb, but spiders have no advantage on the ground.
Spells.
It would just be me walking.
Skittering. And needing to take frequent breaks.
It lasts a minute.
Okay, yeah.
A minute, okay.
So, but it's a long time in combat. It's 10 rounds of combat.
Can he cast it remotely? Like, can I be in the middle of the flat and he cast it?
No, it's retouch.
Oh, right. Okay, that's no good then. Unless you're really going to give the game away and get touched, jump and be ready to parlay, and then they start coming, you immediately jump back.
Like, you don't have to be...
I think we
if
can.
If you're coaxing him out on his own, you don't have to be next to him.
No, I think we can. I think I can. Yeah, right. I think we got to do it. Can I pee first though? But then yeah.
All right. So the sun rises
in the east.
Wow, it does rise in the east, but over the salt flats, crucially. It is a brooding, grey morning. And the three of you are approaching the salt flats with your prisoner tied up.
And... No, the aardvark's free.
How's he doing, by the way? Is Red Guinness all right?
Red Guinness, he looks worse away. He's monosyllabic, I think, at this point. You've not treated him badly, but he's not, like, really jazzed.
We've not been cool.
No, we haven't really given him water. Him with
my cool Zippo gun.
I thought you guys were cool, but turns out you're just another man.
We still cool.
No, you're not. Where's my lighter, boy?
I show him my rig and go, what lighter?
Oh my god. Josephine, I'm sorry. You didn't ask about Josephine, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. Don't ask about Josephine.
Who's Josephine?
And just as he's about to open his mouth, you get a little burp, burp from Post Goose.
Hello?
The pig is in the poke.
Pig is in the poke?
The pig is in the poke.
Pig is in the poke. Okay.
I'm really tired of flying.
That's fair. What do we know?
Well, they're coming. You told me to ask you when they're coming.
Yeah, but from where, though?
But from where? We asked you to scout this.
Zraka and the big lads are coming from over there, and all of the others are sort of around. They've gone far, very far north and south, and they're backing round, presumably to the back of you.
So it's coming from behind us.
Classic pincer movement.
It's
okay.
A pincer movement.
Oh, we've got to hope that Wogbosh comes back.
I'm so glad that I'm talking to you now, Teddy. You seem a higher class of person. Do you know where I could score some really good gear?
I actually do have a guy for
As the host of the Zoom call, I mute Zach.
Like, I'm just on screen showing him a scroll.
You've got like a fun background.
Scroll of numbers.
Eyes on me.
Sorry.
Saying you have no authority here.
We'll talk later, Ted.
Okay, send me a couple of snaps of where they are.
What do you think I am?
A drone.
A drone. At this point, you're a drone.
One of Obama's drones.
I'm not. I'm just a guy.
Are they hidden behind any particular landmarks I should look out for?
They're still making their way around. They're a long way away. Should I tell you?
Oh, boring. Okay. Call me back when you've got something solid.
Okay. I'm contractually obliged to say okay, even though I fucking hate this. And
I'm furiously waving the end of the Zoom call.
As you hang up, you see the figures, the kind of very far off figures of the Nasty High Bastards and Zraka approaching. They're like over the other side of the salt flats. They're a long way from you guys. What are you doing? Are you stepping out to meet them? Are you calling them over?
Well, so we're just sending you to meet Zraka, right?
Is
the plan
at this point.
So we need a way. So we should mirror them on the other side of the salt flat, and then we need a way of getting the message across that each person sends a champion, right? To parlay.
I think if I just walk, but I'm going to walk with Red Guinness.
Like, you know, grappled and restrained.
Yeah,
like
this is the...
It's okay, the standard.
I'll tell you what
you're
I'm
gonna
happy
need
to
an,
do.
Oh, maybe you don't need an escape plan for Red Guinness, actually.
I'm thinking, like, so you tell us, Loz, to your point about how this might, but I'm thinking I'm basically going to... I'm happy to initiate the walking... And I'm just going to like stop at a kind of a nice distance from them.
Yep.
And then if they start walking towards me, then I'm going to like hold up a, I don't know. Why did I forget the word sword?
That's okay. We all do it sometimes with swords.
I'm basically just going to like, if they get close, I'm going to like threaten to kill Red Guinness.
Okay.
So that's I want to set up a kind of parlay distance.
I see. I think we can just, that will play out as you say. You step out there with Red Guinness. The all five of them.
Conscious,
sorry,
by
all
the
four
way,
of them.
I'm making very deliberate steps to not be creating like big serious vibrations.
Nice.
Or, like, but then also I'm assuming that we've also set up that Paddy's got his fucking tuning.
I got my gubbins.
Yeah, I've given you the tuning fork.
Can I? No, the duration's only a minute. That's not... I was going to cast Featherfall on him.
I've got a plan for that.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Can you... Teddy, can you give me a...
Sleight of foot check?
No, an athletics check to do the dune...
Okay.
The dune walk. And Pads, can you give me a sound manipulation check?
Sound manipulation would fall.
I think that's probably Arcana, isn't it? Because it's you doing it, channeling your magic through this.
Any checks I can do for you, mate?
Do you want to roll a one?
No.
Can I ask, with my new rig?
Yeah.
That doesn't. That only counts for my
spellcasting.
Spellcasting. That
does not your Arcana.
All right. 14 plus 8, 22.
Yeah. And your.
So my athletics was, I rolled it, for the record, I was using the app, I rolled an animal handling check by accident.
Okay.
That was a one.
Ah.
And the athletics was 19. I can roll again, hitting it.
Well, the aardvark's gone rogue, is what we could.
I think this is what happens. I'm going to take your one, but it's not going to be bad. Don't worry.
Okay, fine.
Because it was
a D20. But I did roll a one.
Yes, this is that's the rule I'm taking. But you as you step out, you forget momentarily that the salt flats work like this.
You take
a couple of steps, and something about holding Red Guinness, something about stumbling out here, you stumble and your foot just goes straight through a kind of crack in the crust here. And just as you do, Glitch is on hand, finds the exact frequency, a crack starts spidering out from your foot and you hear and then stabilizes it.
That makes me extra cautious forever.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, it's a one and done. When you pull your foot out of this, of the salt crust, you notice that it's not like you went through and hit solid ground. You went through and there is a void underneath you.
Okay, yeah.
And as you bring your foot back up, you just get a sense, you just hear the crystals of salt fall, and they fall a long way underneath you. You then do your dune walk with the tuning fork. Oh, nice. Mm. And make your way out to the middle. As you get there, the four folks over there start to approach. You pull out your sword and you say whatever, something really cool.
I was thinking more. Are they walking towards me?
Yes, they're approaching. All four.
Okay, yeah. So
they've got I want to
let them get close.
Three bastards, one's Raka.
I want to let them get close, and when they're comfortably in the within the salt flat.
Yep.
I want to go. No. There's fine. Thank you. Which is the cool thing.
That is super cool. Yeah. They all look at each other and Leopold sort of says, me? You're me? Okay. And who you want to talk, I presume?
Yes. No, I want to discuss the kind of the state of play on the island. You know, like we're all cast away. I've got Red Guinness and I just wanted to, I wanted to make sure that there aren't any grudges held, let's say.
I think Leopold moves to talk and then Draka just grabs him and pushes him back.
Yeah.
And strides forward and he's confident.
How close is he getting?
He is now approaching 30 yards away from you.
And this is the middle of the salt flat.
Yeah, I'd say so. You're both out. The other four kind of step back a little bit.
I'm just level three. Big boy. And Draka, let's calm that step. And I'm trying to rile him up a little bit.
Listen, we're going to do something because as you step within 30 feet of him, you remember, of course, that he has an intimidating presence.
Well, yeah.
And you are trying to intimidate him.
No, not intimidate. Well, I'm happy that he's walking towards me because my action is the moment he's walking towards me, I'd like to push Red Guinness and Misty step back to the hard ground.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to do it. That is absolutely going to happen. But first, we're just going to do this for a bit of fun.
All right.
Please roll me an intimidation check, and we're going to have an intimidation off.
An intimidation off?
Yeah.
An intimidation.
Does that... Do I somehow get advice? I mean, I'm giving up this ruse. Like,
no, that's definitely not an advantage.
Don't say that. Okay, fine. All right, I'll intimidate first. It's not great. It's a 12.
It's a 17 for Draka. 10 plus 7.
Was you that... shit your britches.
That's fine. You see, as you walk up,
you just fart, misty fart out of there.
Yes, it does. I tend to run away.
This is what it is. And it's like a
balloon.
It's probably to your... It's probably to your advantage because you step forward and as you enter the range of his intimidating presence, you are officially, capital F, frightened of him.
Sick.
And it's this bizarre experience for you because you're looking at yourself for all intents and purposes, but you now realize you see Zraka as other people must have seen you back in the day.
Oh,
as
okay.
Just
Ooh.
a harbinger of death and destruction. He is shirtless. He is fucking ripped as per usual. You can see from
he never skips leg day.
I love that. Like this, seven years ago, me at D&D was like given the option to create a character by loss, and I was like, I want to make a fucking, I want to make a Hulk.
Yeah. That's the most basic. He has been wounded by the Kraken. You see this jagged, horrible, red, angry wound down his grey green skin that has been stitched up, presumably by, I don't know, Goggins. Is he good with cat gut and thread?
Nope.
Let's say so.
He did his own legs.
That's true. And what a job.
I thought you got them in Turkey.
There is also something else to this figure that really unsettles you. Give me an insight check.
Oh, get a good one. Get a good roll.
It's 11. It's not a great roll.
It's enough. That's enough. That's enough to pick up on something. This is not. This is not the.
He is wearing trousers, which you have observed.
Those used to be my trousers. I did.
Hang on.
What's an insightful thought?
He's added pleats into those. I never used to.
He looks
pleats.
He takes care of those trousers much better than you ever did.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's...
You could say we've got the same jeans.
Oh.
I'm actually, no, like, just... This is no,
on your face.
Laurie's pulling a face that I wholeheartedly agree with, which is no, Paddy, no.
No, the face I'm pulling is, it's your own time you're wasting. He, as he acquires strength in every real second that passes in-game, another 10 hit points go onto him. This is a bit of a redundant thing, but this is not the Draka you know and recognise. There is a difference with his walk, right? That's the main thing you notice.
He's walking like Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
He might be Mick Jagger now.
No, it's the opposite. Where Draka was a little bit lumbering, I want to say, a little bit like not fussed with how he
was a Hulk
deported himself. This man walks with precision, with a little bit of elegance that Draka lacked. And with training that Draka certainly lacked. Now I want you to give me an incredibly hard religion check. And I'm telling you this now. It's going to be hard. You're not going to pass it. Give me a religion check, Zach.
Can I have the dice, please, Paddy?
Yeah, of course.
No, you've got to mentally project this
no,
role.
No, the religion's...
No. Religion is a d20. Sorry, yeah.
Oh,
not a
not
pray.
Not a d100.
Not a pray
check. I'm just thinking you might want to do it in media res.
No, I've got a plus zero.
Yeah. It's going to be hard. It's going to be real hard.
It's a 3.
Shit!
Even the app hovered over the 20.
gave you the dice.
You're sat there going, Gumbly, please help me.
Oh, shit! Fuck! Lighting a menorah. Like, is this the right one? There's something. The thought leaves your brain as soon as it entered there. And as
it's difficult
he,
when you have a really cool thing lined up and I roll 1, 1, 3.
It would have been a big get. I'll tell you what, it would have been a big get. So, you know, it's good for me. And they stand across from you and they speak. And their voice is, it's Draka, but it's different as they say, well now, my friend. What would you have of us? We're reasonable people.
At this point, obviously I'm intimidated. Like he's scared me.
Oh,
I'm
the intimidation just means you can't approach him. But
no, that's fine, because I think at this point I shove Red Guinness towards him, shout, glitch now! And then I misty step back towards where they are.
Okay.
And I hit the tuning fork as hard as I can.
Draka has a reaction to this. Draka, it's fine. Don't worry.
I'm
just telling you something that's going to happen happens.
Yeah, okay.
We're playing Magic the Gathering now, aren't we? In response.
What's on the stack?
I'll tell you what's on the stack. It's a fucking javelin of lightning.
Oh, okay,
as
sweet.
Soon as you, like, you twitch to, you know, to kind of fold into your misty step, it appears out of nowhere in his arm.
Yeah.
And he looks at you. And you can see in the moments when you're twisting out of existence, there's a bit of a mental calculus that goes on. And he goes, nods, and throws it through you, you evaporate
towards
out the way.
Where I'm going to appear in the back.
And as soon as you appear out the way, it is. Remember, this lightning javelin doesn't care if it hits you, it cares if you can get out of the way. So roll me a dex save, please.
All right, dex save.
Fuck me, all right.
All right, so wait, I've got stuff. All right, so our dexterity saving throw plus 3 plus 3 plus 13.
It's just not good enough.
Oh.
It's just not good enough. Here's what happens. It's all going to happen in a flash. This lightning javelin, it gets you through the shoulder. It's going to deal you some damage. We're going to deal with that in a second. But the trap is sprung.
Yeah.
Please tell me.
I hit the tuning fork. No, I think I've got lots of tuning forks. Kind of like loads of glasses of wine with different levels in
them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Licking your fingers. Licking my hands. And I hit a sort of discordant chord that is, from what we learnt the other day, to crush the eye. Is Teddy...
He's misty stepped. He's safe distance. Yeah,
I misty stepped to where we were standing.
When I know he's safe, I hit the chord.
Okay, and as you do, Draka stands there. He sort of looks a little bit triumphant, and then he hears the noise, and he looks around. He turns to the hard bastards behind him, and he goes, "Run!" Just as a spider crack appears beneath his feet,
and I shout, "Drone!"
yeah, and I clack.
And you're dropping a grease on Draka?
On the nasty hard bastard.
Okay, interesting.
All of them are they're all there, right?
Yeah. But
they're
like
all in distance with each other.
Yeah.
Love it. They scramble to run away and they start slipping and sliding uncontrollably. They are. Let me roll this here.
Dead.
Dead. No, all three of them do escape the cracks, but they are. They're indisposed. They're on their flat on their ass.
Yeah.
As the spider web crackles under Draka, and suddenly a good 40 feet diameter circle of salt flat just opens beneath his feet.
Brilliant.
And is that all of them as well?
They're not. They have not gone down there. So what we are going to do in just a second is roll some initiative. And I say just a second because actually we're going to take a little break. Because, Teddy, what happens as this javelin digs into your shoulder?
Do I firm it out kind of cool, though? Like, I kind of...
Oh,
like,
you try to.
Step, and it hits
you
me,
try
like,
to.
And
you're
yeah,
like,
fine.
I can just take it. And then your eyes flutter and you fall back. And
into the hole.
onto your back.
Second hole.
And something, the energy thrumming out of this javelin, something about it takes you somewhere else. And we're going to pick it up next time where we'll find out what you see as you fall flat on your ass and pass out.
Do hit points, though?
You got loads of them, mate.
I'm joking. Yeah,
we'll
let's
do
go.
Those.
Let's,
don't
let's
you
do
worry.
This. Let's do this.